screwdriver?
Pliers.
Pliers.
No, 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 eject, 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 eject!
I found your problem! Your shielded cable is crossed with your power line, but don't worry, I fixed it. All right, let her rip, Carl! Did I do that?
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene. Smother the blues with tenderness. There's room for you, room for me, for gentle hearts and opportunity. It's the bigger love of the family.
Feed you? Not every day.
Purple, cut it out.
Sorry, just a little phlegm. Anybody else hungry?
Not anymore.
Ooh, anchovy paste. I have to keep my blood sugar up. I haven't eaten since breakfast.
What about lunch?
Well, actually, I haven't eaten lunch. Every day in the cafeteria, I'm accosted by this bully who takes all my money.
So don't give it to him.
You don't know Bull Wesson. He'll rip off my face and add it to his collection. Unless, of course, I had a big friend to protect me. A big strapping kid who could scare this guy away. You know anybody big like that big guy?
Oh, no. There's no way that I'm gonna be seen hanging around with you.
I'll pay you.
How much?
$10.
$10, huh? Okay, Steve, I'll do it.
Great! Once Bull sees that you're my bodyguard, he'll leave me alone.
Protecting one seventh grader from another. This is gonna be the easiest $10 I ever made.
Great. I guess I'll go home and make myself a sandwich. You haven't lived till you've had anchovy paste on a dog biscuit.
I've got an extra red sock.
And I got an extra green one.
Close enough. Car can wear these for Christmas.
Quick, turn on the TV.
What's going on?
I'm on the news. Hey, kids, come on downstairs. Channel 13.
The suspect was apprehended without...
Hey, Dad, what's up?
Now let's join Nick
Murphy. Dad's on the news.
So tell us what happened, Sergeant Winslow.
Well, I went into the bank to get change for a dollar. And then I noticed everybody was standing like this.
So that's when you knew there was a holdup?
Well, it was either a holdup or they were playing Simon Says.
So that's when you arrested the suspect for bank robbery?
No, for cutting in front of me in the line.
She's funny.
And I'm Nick Murphy, reporting for Channel 13.
Hi, Mama.
Hi, Carl. My son's a star. I hope the girls in my canasta club are watching.
Uh-huh. You look great on TV, Dad.
Thanks. Channel 13 thought so, too. That's why they're giving me a tryout as their afternoon traffic reporter.
Oh, that's great, Carl.
Hey, and
if I do well on Friday's 4 o'clock news, the job is mine.
Right. Does that mean you're giving up being a police officer?
Well, no, Mama. It's just a part-time thing that somebody from the police department does.
The last traffic officer on Channel 13 was funny. Now, if you're going to replace Officer Bud, you're going to need some jokes and a new name.
Well, what's wrong with Carl?
I don't know. It just doesn't pop. It doesn't sizzle. Carl doesn't say traffic. It says farm report.
Rachel, Carl was my great-grandfather's name, and there's no way that I'm going to change it.
Your great-grandfather's name was Lester. Carl was his horse.
I had my first allergy attack when I was 9. I was on the bus on the way to day camp when all of a sudden my eyes started to water, and I started coughing up all this green stuff. Or was it yellow? Mucus comes in so many colors.
Steve, I'm trying to eat.
What'd I say?
Look, this bully is not going to show. He probably saw me and got scared off. Mission accomplished. Pay up.
Well, I guess it's okay. Here's $10. Thanks, Eddie.
What? No tip. Man, I watched you eat.
Sorry, I tried to keep my mouth closed. Hey, Rock, want to hang with me this afternoon?
I'd rather eat dirt.
You should try sand. It's a lot less binding.
Hey, rat face.
Hi, Bull. What a pleasant surprise. Gee, I love to schmooze, but you caught me at a bad time.
Sit down. Give me my money.
I don't have it.
You don't have it?
No.
I want double tomorrow.
And just to refresh my memory, what happens if I don't pay? Oh, yeah. It's all coming back to me now.
See you tomorrow, little four-eyed twerp.
Bull?
What?
I'm not paying you anymore.
What did you say?
I'm not paying you.
No one has ever said no to Bull Weston and Liv.
No.
I'll see you here after school tomorrow, shrimp. You pay me then, or we fight.
That guy is a psycho. He'll kill you.
I may be small, but I'm wiry. He can give me his best punch, and I can take it.
Okay, Irk.
Ow. I think you broke my arm.
Mama.
Huh?
I don't know why anybody would want my autograph. I'm not a TV star yet.
Oh, don't worry, son. You will be. Ooh, Joyce is gonna love this. She's gonna put it right next to her autograph picture of Willard Scott.
Okay, Carl. Time to rehearse tomorrow's traffic report.
Well, Rachel, I just kind of thought I'd wing it, you know?
See, that's a big mistake. You gotta be prepared. Here. I wrote some one-liners covering every possible traffic condition.
Rachel, Carl has enough to worry about. He doesn't need your help.
Hey, I'm a professional writer.
A couple of jokes wouldn't hurt, Harriet.
That's right. And this is funny stuff. Listen. There's an accident on the expressway. Paramedics are on the scene. And speaking of medical personnel, a guy walks into the doctor's office. The doctor says, I've got good news and bad news. The good news is you've got 48 hours to live. The guy says, what's the bad news? The doctor says, I forgot to call you yesterday.
What has that got to do with traffic?
Look, Harriet, I know what I'm doing. Show business is my life. Go ahead, Carl. Try one.
Oh, okay.
Take the stage.
There's a stalled car on the expressway, and it's smoking badly. And speaking of smoke, what do Smokey the Bear, Catherine the Great, and Billy the Kid have in common? They all have the same middle name, The... Don't you get it, Harriet?
Oh, yeah, I get it. I just don't want it in my living room.
So then, Urkel told Bully he wasn't gonna give him any more money. Bull's gonna kill him.
Come on. Nobody's gonna get hurt. We're talking about two seventh graders.
Yeah, but Bull's been in the seventh grade since the Carter administration.
Get real.
No, I saw him, Eddie. He's at least 17, and he's mean. They don't call him Bull because he works for Merrill Lynch.
You know, in a strange sort of way, I think I just might miss Urkel.
Hi, guys. Forget I said that. Laura, this is for you. I want you to have something to remember me by.
It's not alive, is it?
No, it's a necklace. I was gonna give it to you on our wedding night, but it looks like I'll be dead.
Erica, what is this?
My retainer. I had it bronzed. You see that little lump right there in the front? Well, it's a sesame seed. I never could dislodge it.
You don't stand a chance against this guy. I don't see what getting beat up is gonna prove.
That's because you don't know what it's like being small. No one's ever called you shrimp. Big guys have never played keep away with your hat on a cold day. During the class picture, you don't have to sit with the girls in the front row and hold up the class sign. And most of all, you don't have to deal with bullies. I mean, I'm a fast runner, Eddie, but sooner or later, you just gotta stop running.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Sure, son. What's on your mind?
Well, tomorrow after school at Leroy's, Steve Urkel's gonna get beat up.
What did he do?
Nothing. There's just this big guy who doesn't like him, and he keeps taking his lunch money. Urkel finally decided to stand up to him.
So now you want to get involved?
Dad, I don't know. Is that the right thing to do?
Well, that depends.
On what?
On whether or not you believe there are people out there who should be protected because they can't protect themselves.
Do you believe that?
I sure do. That's why I became a cop. Look, Eddie, I know you came to me for a simple yes or no answer, but I honestly can't give you that to tell you whether you should get involved in somebody else's fight or not. That's a judgment call you're gonna have to make on your own.
I just wanna do the right thing.
I know that you will.
Showers throughout the tri-state region.
Oh, come on, guys. Come on, this is it. Connie Toyota is doing the weather. Traffic is next.
Ooh, I hope Carl comes to his senses and dumps those stupid jokes.
I'll pretend I didn't hear that.
I'm so excited. The last time I saw Carl perform, it was in a school play on dental hygiene. He played Mr. Tooth Decay.
Oh,
Okay, we got 30 seconds to air. Carl, how you doing?
Just great. Look, I got a million traffic jokes. You want to hear one?
Jokes? Didn't anyone tell you that's what got Officer Bud fired?
What? But that's all I've got.
Here we go. We're ready. Let's clear the set. And in 5, 4, 3, 2...
And now with this afternoon's traffic report, here's Officer Carl Winslow.
Hi. I'm Officer Carl Winslow with the afternoon traffic report.
Oh, and speaking of traffic...
Sorry, Connie. Speaking of pain and suffering, this guy asked his doctor if he has 48 hours to live. And his doctor says, you should have asked me yesterday. That's not right.
He's dying.
That's because he's mangling my jokes.
Anybody mind if I change the channel?
Not yet. Come on, Carl. Just be yourself. I know you can do it.
Oh, I got it now. See, this doctor and his patient walk into this bar. See, and...
Hi.
Read this.
There's an overturned tanker on the Stevenson Expressway near Cicero Boulevard. Traffic is blocked in both directions. If you're heading into downtown, take the service road. Wait a minute. You can't take the service road. They're repairing that. If you take it, you'll be stuck there for a month. Here's your overturned tanker. Your best bet is to get off at Central, continue east until you come to Archer. You can't miss it because right on the corner, there's a Don's Donut Shop. And if you got a minute, drop in. They got the best crullers in town.
Way to go, Carl. I know you can do it if you just be yourself.
That's my son.
While I got my pen out, let me show you a back way into Wrigley Field.
Did all you people come here just to see a bloodbath?
That's why I'm here. What about you guys?
Yeah.
Steve, you can still back out, you know.
No, I've made up my mind. A man's gotta do what a man's gotta do.
Yeah, but what are you gonna do?
Good afternoon, Bull. You're looking dapper as usual.
I'm gonna give you one last chance, Weasel. Hand over the money.
Sorry, Bull, but the bank is closed.
Okay. Nice knowing you, dweeb. Hold it!
The fight's over, Bull.
This has nothing to do with you. This is between me and the dork. Butt out.
Well, as long as Eddie's here, let's be open to his input.
Bull, we all know that you're tough, man. You don't have to beat up on Urkel just to prove it. I mean, he's a small, defenseless, puny, pathetic, weak, wimpy, scrawny little...
Eddie, I think you made your point.
Okay. He's off the hook. But you, you're a dead man.
Oh.
Okay. All right. I'll leave him alone.
Yeah.
I was on my way home from the TV studio, and I decided to stop in for a little snack. Coffee, please.
Yeah? So how'd the traffic report go?
Well, Well, a little shaky at first, but I got the job.
Great! Hey, can you introduce me to County Toyota?
Well, I'm not exactly on her good side at the moment. So, did anything interesting happen around here today?
Dad, you came here to check up on me, didn't you? You were worried about the fight.
Fight? Was that today?
Yeah, but I talked the bully out of hitting Urkel.
Oh, he backed down just like I said.
No, he came after me. I had to fight him.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. In fact, I feel pretty good about myself.
Well, son, I'm proud of you. But I don't want you to think that fighting is always the answer.
Oh, I know, Dad. But it really wasn't much of a fight. You hit him once and he went down.
Oh, was it that famous Winslow punch I taught you?
I don't know. Just closed my eyes and swung.
That's the one.